Awesome. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Chief Justice.
Chief Justice.
May it please the court, counsel.
Counsel.
Steve Mossman is Ryan McIntosh representing the appellant realtor David Leon Frederick. I'd like to reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal. Etched above the very door I entered this morning, this building today is a quote, "The salvation of the state is the watchfulness of the citizens. Its noble sentiment was made law by the Nebraska legislature, adoption of the Public Records Act, which brings us here before you this morning. This case presents a question that I think is a first impression in this court. Is there a remedy available if the government assures even court of law that public records were produced and they were not? In the evidence briefing before this court, one thing falsity never claims is that for documents, Mr. Frederick, alleges were not produced were in fact provided. However, unless the district court case is reopened, Mr. Frederick was left without any remedy to pursue that violation of the Public Records Act. There's 107 documents in here attached to the motion to reopen and the affidavit was submitted and received as exhibit number 24.
Falsity,
and their briefing before this court, and the evidence before the district court, say that they produce documents, and say how many that they never specifically say that those 107 documents were produced in response to public records.
Counsel, in your amended complaint, for
that's great, Your Honor. Well, it talks about public records that the city of Fall City said that they provided us. And it talks about the records that are physically held by the entity, which was reversed by this court back then.
So if your request is whether the document how does the discovery of the various closed documents have anything to do with your relief if your only documents had previously
I'd like to say two things about that. One, Mr. Dunn in open court and cited in our brief at two different hearings that the city of Ball City had produced every document that we requested. And the 107 documents that we know now were not produced. Those include the minutes of the CRA meeting on July 11, 2012, which we think is the critical meeting called here. And that was the second. Well, actually, it does because that meeting was actually held in the office.
So even if we reopened it, we couldn't get relief from you because that was not.
It would certainly would be request to amend the complaint that's on file with the case to reopen to allege more specifically that the city of Fall City is the entity that did not produce requested public records. And again, the City of Fall City, district court and district court affidavit, even in the briefing here, this court, again, never said we produced those 107 requested documents. And we talked about the requests that it asked you to
do. Maybe you're trying to answer this, but how we incredibly.
Well, we were prejudiced because with those documents, there's some discussion in the briefs and in the parties that, well, we could have asked for these records and discovery requests. But there's a clear duty imposed by the Public Records Act for government officials. If they did a public records request, they've got three different ways to respond. One, we need more time or you can limit these. Two, those documents are not public records. Or three, produce them in 4 business days. Mr. Frederick sent a series of requests through our firm, the City of Fall City, and mostly the Edge, asking for public records. The one at issue in this case talks about these City of Fall City Community Development Authority meetings on the Economic Development Project LT that was going on in Fall City. If he had those documents at the time, he could have done something to challenge the actions that were taking place. That's what the openness and the open government is all about. The citizens should know what the government is doing, so they have the ability to do something about that. And the fact that those documents weren't produced until much later in a different proceeding doesn't protect the government officials that are supposed to produce those. And the question we've got to answer is, why were those documents not produced by the City of Falls City requesting the public records request? And then is there something that the court can do, the district court can do in terms of the remedy? And I'd like to in a different court proceeding, that's how these documents were eventually discovered. But they were not produced in response to the public records request that we have access to the documents now. But what I'd like to point out is the point the Old Public Records Act explicitly provides the district court the ability to grant such other equitable relief as would be proper under Never Ed Stat 84, Section 702.03, Sub 2. And the district court in this case, first again, we've got to find out by reopening this case, probably amending the complaint decision, we've got to figure out why those records were not produced.
And then see again,
well, the original action, just to be clear, the original action was simply against Falls City. We get to the hearing at that time, and Mr. Dunn stands up out in court and says, we've given Mr. Frederick every document that he's requested. We found that out to not be true. And then there was a separate category of documents, that were in Edge's physical possession. The City of Falls City claimed that they didn't have, couldn't produce them because they didn't have access to them. Then the complaint in the district court was amended at Judge Bryan's request to add Falls City Edge as a defendant in that case. That was done. Judge Bryan ruled Mr. Frederick's favor and said that even because they delegated their authority to those are public records, even if they're physically in Falls City's hands or in Edge's hands. That was, of course, reversed by this court last January. But the original case was Falls City, we know that you have records that you haven't produced us. Produce those to us, and that's how mandated it is.
As an alternative on the pending documents, also in that parallel mode as discovery against the non-governmental.
The argument that you've heard from the other side is, well, you could have got these documents in discovery in the Frederick versus Falls City, and at that point, Edge case. And I just don't think. Right. But again, the Public Records Act is the foundation of open government, and sunshine of government in our state. And you shouldn't be able to say, well, because you can get it later on in discovery or to answer the Chief Justice's question, because you got it later on in discovery, a different case, doesn't mean I don't have a non-delegable duty under the Public Records Act. And the problem really with this case, as I view it, is if this case is not reopened and we can't figure out what happened and have the district court fashion the remedy, then the government official just has to not produce documents in response to public records requests. And there's really no remedy available to the citizens if he finds out later on what they don't produce. We ask that it be vacated, reopened within the term, within a year after the year after this court reversed the original case. I think we are entitled to discovery to figure out why the record comes here. And then we'll be asking court, as the statute allows, to provide equitable remedies, to provide Mr. Frederick a remedy for not getting these documents when he requested them through a public record request. And what would that be? There could be sanctions of some sort, certainly. Judge Castle, there could be a number of remedies they could provide at a district court level, but unless we can get to the bottom of it in this case. I'm thinking about a sort of, yes, contempt sort of sanctions, that fashion.
You're not contempt sanctions or coerced, because if it's coerced, sanctions doesn't please. Hanging on the records, eliminate the possibility of coercive.
That's the way a coercive sanction works.
So you have to be talking about punitive sanctions.
Which, yes.
Do you think that a private citizen can join a community sanctions?
Well, and there's also attorney fees that are provided in the act. I think there's a possibility if they could. I'm out of time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. John, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to reserve 3 times multiple testimony. May I please the court? My name is Mike Dunn. I represent the City of Falls City. I'm the City Attorney for the City of Falls City. In this action, which comes before the court for a second time. As you know, in prior proceedings, this court rules that Falls City Edge was not a public entity, and the federal records were not subject to the Public Records Disclosure Act in this case. The petition in this case really only dealt with that issue. It only dealt with one public records request. That's a public records request of August 29, 2012, not three as now alleged by the appellant. The public records request really looked, there were two types of documents. It was documents from the meetings of Falls City Utility Board and documents from the meetings of Falls City Community Redevelopment Authority. The City of Falls City, I believe in good faith, produced the documents that were requested by this request. The second entity is the redevelopment authority of the City of Falls City. It's a separate board, separate political subdivision that's formed by a city in order to do TIF funding.
I apologize when you confuse me. When you say this is a subject of the action, the original writ of mandamus was after Dion was dealt with.
The original action was only about Edge's document, but the records request of August 29, 2012 had two things. We want the documents that are in Edge's possession, which the City of Falls City said we couldn't produce, and we wrote letters to Edge and asked for them, and they didn't produce them. And that brought this case along. And then it asked for two types of things from the city, which were records regarding Falls City Utility Board meetings and records regarding Falls City Community Redevelopment Authority meetings. And the city made a production of those. Now, council's advocate. As I understand it, the documents have never been shown. There's a list of documents, but the actual documents that aren't these are not attached to anything that I've seen. About some of the things that they're alleging, but I would say that most of those documents were the result of discoveries in this other proceeding that were much more precisely worded questions about asking for publication notices and affidavits of publication and making specific requests. I haven't gone through to verify what was produced by the city. I would say I'm going to take him at his word if he did not receive those, except for one. And in one case, he says in his affidavit that the city did produce the minutes of the July Community Redevelopment Authority. That's in his exhibit number 24, Mr. Moshman's own statement. But he says we didn't produce some things that should have been attached. But if we produce the minutes, It says right in the minutes that the notice of the meeting would be attached, and I think it's the signature, it's like the people who come to the meeting. I don't believe they were attached, but his affidavit says that we produced the minutes, but it would have been obvious from these minutes when he looked at them to begin with in August of 2012 that they weren't attached, and if they thought they were important, they just weren't attached.
And the party had no possession of the documents. So as far as the public, were these probably directed?
I would say that the majority of what he does there would somehow be public records, but they were probably not part of the questions. Yes. They have possession of the documents through the other action and more specific discovery requests.
They have the other action, but those documents were not in this case because of the way they worded their request.
That's my position, but we didn't understand that they were asking for that much. Plus, we hired
another question was what sanctions should be imposed.
Well, Your Honor, I believe that the city has complied fully with everything. As soon as we found documents, obviously we didn't try to hide documents, we tried to broaden our discovery in the other case to have this case fully shown that the documents were there, and now they're trying, after this case was dismissed, which didn't deal with these issues, to re-raise it. We have complied, and we'd ask that you not be sanctioned.
Mr. Gunby, the mandamus action that the opposing party was seeking to reopen dealt with a specific part of the original records request, correct?
Yes.
But that original records request had other things that were not part of the mandamus.
That's correct.
And these 106 or 107 documents all relate to the part of the records request that was not part of the mandamus. So in essence, to reopen this would be expanding the scope of the mandamus to something that was never sought originally in the first mandamus.
That's correct. The case didn't deal with anything but the edge records request.
Thank you very much. We have time for rebuttal.
She's got 3 minutes. She's got 3 minutes.
Is that correct?
Bonnie Barissa. Good morning. I'm here on behalf of Edge, and quite honestly, a little bit puzzled why Edge is involved in the appeal and has been involved in the motion to reopen. He did appear at the district court level on the hearing on the motion to reopen on behalf of Edge, and obviously has been in the appeal, and appellant has persisted in its position that it seeks to reopen this case against the city and against Edge, even though, as everyone has already discussed today, this court has ruled that Edge is not subject to the public records laws.
The discussion has been more narrow in the sense that the mandamus, as I understand it, correct me, didn't see everything that might have been sought, just sought certain things, but therefore the mandamus now needs to be fixed.
Right.
Maybe certain things were defined.
Sure. Well, the way the case was filed, it was originally filed as a writ of mandamus against just the city, and then the district court said, well, Edge must be a necessary party, and Edge is a public body, so we need to bring Edge in. We disputed that ruling throughout the proceedings, and then eventually the court ruled that Edge did need to produce the certain specific records that were requested that it had in its possession. The district court then stayed production of those, and we came up to this court, which reversed that ruling. And so the complaints, underlying complaint in the case is only seeking records that Edge has, but Edge has no duty to produce those under the public records laws. So I don't see any other relief that's been alleged against Edge that appellant should obtain from the district court.
Although it could have obtained it in a separate.
And it has attempted to do so. Quite honestly, there is now another appeal by the company the appellant owns that's against individual members of Edge and many other people in the community, tying back to the same issue. So, you know, the case as to Edge here really is unnecessary in that sense. But there's, I don't believe there's anything that the district court can provide as to Edge in this matter, given how they're thinking, were it to be real and given how it's been alleged.
Is this the case that none of the 170 produced in this case? But that's okay.
Well, those are records that were requested of the city. There's nothing in the motion to reopen or the affidavit that was submitted at the hearing on the motion to reopen that references anything that was in Edge's possession or that was alleged to be in Edge's possession. Edge just simply had no involvement with those 170 records. And so the other issue, you know, we've raised before the court, if it were to get to kind of the substance of the motion to reopen, is whether the appellant was diligent in going about figuring out whether they had all the records. And honestly, this is more an issue for the city, but I'll just point it out, because, you know, I've still got a little bit of, well, I've got 3 seconds. I think I'll leave it at the briefing and answer the other questions. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Now we have enough.
He is over.
Well, the next case of the day, Woodward versus Lamp.